Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of Life Center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Hi, this is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. So glad that you're joining us this evening, or if you're listening to On Demand, we welcome you and look forward to you actually coming and checking in with us live on Tuesday nights at 9 in the morning, but no, it's really dark outside, so it's actually 9 at night. So if anybody wants to join us on a regular basis, we love to have you guys scoot up to the table and always get our little nosh stuff going on. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the Oscars this week. So I thought, you know, hey, we might as well get some stuff where we've got all kinds of snacky stuff when you watch TV, since, you know, the Oscars are going to be on Sunday night. So what do you guys think we should have for some snacks? You know, we definitely need some popcorn. Maybe some of that kettle corn. How about that?
Kettle corn's good.
Jamie? Okay, kettle corn's good. Hey.
You know, have you ever tried soy sauce on your popcorn or any like Mrs. Dash or anything like that?
I've tried the Mrs. Dash stuff, but I haven't tried soy sauce. That's something that sounds interesting.
Give it a little sprinkle.
Okay, a little sprinkle of soy sauce. I'll get that low sodium.
Like
how about that?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And how about you, Miss Gloria? What's your favorite snack food for TV?
For TV?
Mm-hmm.
We could go
watch the Oscars.
Huh? We can go with the kettle corn or regular popcorn. I'll go with either. Whichever you guys want.
Okay. Okay, I'm thinking I'm going to make some nachos, too. That sounds good. have a different kind of stuff going on here. So I'm way ahead of myself. We definitely need to introduce our other diners for tonight. So, Mr. Jamie, will you introduce yourself and make sure you talk a little bit about your claim to fame with your tattooing artistry?
Oh, my claim to fame. Well, my name is Jamie Trujillo. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school, a tattoo artist by trade. Have a shop in Seattle, Washington. That's where I'm calling from. It's called Chromo. And November will be 15 years we've been up here. And I like to think I help people with their psychic armor.
Okay. And Miss Gloria, want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Gloria.
That's me. That's it. Gloria just never wants to toot her own horn. She is quite the accomplished counselor and healer. She has all kinds of different healing modalities that she has been learning over the years, and she makes those available with clients that want to experience her expertise. So any of you guys want to get a hold of that, so you can go to Transformation-Cafe and put an inquiry in there for leaving an email, and we will definitely forward you on information so you can contact her. So that's good, too. And again, I'm Robin Masevich. I have a flower shop in Riverside, California called Flowers for You, and it's Blossoms with Soul. And we also have available where people can come in and make a flower arrangement, and I'll tell you what it says about you. So it's kind of a unique opportunity for people to be checking that out. So I'm always looking to help people kind of expanding and getting connected to nature. That's such an important thing, and it's such a essential thing that we need to be having for ourselves. So it's something that Flowers for You really prides itself on. And, you know, we like to come in and play with the flowers and connect to yourself. So there you go. Little commercial for that. So again, we're talking about the Oscars, and right before we gotten on the air, Gloria and I were chatting about that, and she had mentioned that is there any current day actresses that could get close to Miss Hepburn? And
is that live or dead?
I don't know. You two need to categorize what where you were going with that. They were started talking about it. We only had like 18 seconds before the show started. I go, okay, wait. This will be really good radio. Go ahead. Okay, now we can talk about it. Go ahead, Nate.
Well, one of the
going with that is, you know, we look at the Oscars and the people who were chosen before compared to the people who are chosen now, the judges who chose them then and then the judges that are choosing them now, the criteria that they look at, you know, where are the standards and are there really any, there are a few individuals who can rival some of the actors from before, but I did say but, not and, but I like to think that a lot of the actors that were nominated before, they just seem to have more depth to them, and maybe that's due to the media coverage and the various paparazzi articles and things where before a lot of the stars, they were, the media displayed them more like heroes and more like larger than life. And now it's more of a shoot fest. You know, it's like looking at somebody, you know, the little ducks when you have those little shotguns, and they take shots at them. And so does that really, is it my perception of their acting, or is it influenced based upon the coverage in the media that we see from them? Because when you look at some of the people you don't hear a lot about, say, for example, George Clooney. You know, he's not, I want to say he's reclusive, yet you really don't see ever any bad press about him. Mm-hmm. And what you do see comes across as having integrity. Angela Houston, again, you don't see bad press about her. She comes across as loaded with integrity, intelligence.
You know, and then you got Lindsay Lohan, and like she can't do anything right to save her life, kind of thing. So
and Britney Spears. I mean, I know
and
that
Britney
that's
Spears.
Music.
Yeah.
But
those
per
se, Lindsay definitely got into the movies, but you know, Britney, I'm not so sure on that. So there you go. But you know, going back to Hepburn. I mean, you know, if I look back on that with Spencer Tracy, I mean, they did have quite the, you know, relationship, and it was in the news, and people knew that they were involved with one another. They didn't hide that fact.
Wasn't
so
he much older?
There was quite a level of sensationalism that happened with all that. So, go ahead, Jamie.
Wasn't he much older than she?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yes,
but he was a pretty classy actor, though, I mean, from way back.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, they both were excellent actors. They both
right.
were excellent actors.
Everything
yeah.
you said is true.
I, well,
think
I think it's kind of interesting.
Actors from back in the day, kind of, especially the classic ones that you consider classic, although film has been around for quite a while, you know, even when back from silent, there was classic actors, but they didn't make the transition. And films back then were a different, they were mostly studios that ran the whole thing, and they mentored these actors and groomed them, and they also, their publicity was highly orchestrated, whereas nowadays, it's just not
that
way.
Still orchestrated.
Right.
I don't know. I think they still orchestrate it. They're, you know, they're,
oh, well, yeah,
they're connecting with a lot
the
of these
fact that, you know,
gossip,
a lot of times
shows.
they would arrange a marriage so the person wouldn't be suspect of anything that probably wouldn't be good with their image, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You're gay, and you've still got a wife, even though you're gay, kind of a thing. Yeah, that was
right,
actually
exactly.
that was kind of a standard in the industry, because there, you know, quite a few of the leading men were gay, but yet they had,
well,
you know, wives.
Well, one person in particular would be Rock Hudson. Now, if you're talking
right.
about specifics, you
right.
know.
Well, and Errol Flynn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he was gay too. So it's kind of interesting. See, all the cute guys are gay.
Oh,
okay.
Cary Grant, Danny Kaye. Montgomery Clift. Who else? Laurence Olivier. I mean, there you go. I don't know what
Laurence
that means.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, because you look at the era on when they came, and I was going to make a snide comment, but I'm not going to, because
go
I really
ahead.
Do have. No, I really have a lot of respect for the profession itself. And I know that it's quite challenging. So the people who have worked diligently to become better actors and actresses. I have a lot of respect for that. I just wonder, though, when they're judging them, you know, and you see some of the movies and people are nominated, and are the standards as high? I mean, are the people that are doing, that are the decision makers, are they, what kind of standards do they have? Do they just go, oh, I like this better than that? You know, are we looking at...
I thought they're voted on by other people,
yeah,
right?
They're voted
other
by
actors,
their peers,
right?
And if like
right.
the actor, if you're in the acting categories, if you're an actor, you vote for other actors. If you're into technology, you're into, you know, if all the special effects people vote for special effects people. So it's not like you have just a big, you know, swipe of. I mean, I think everybody votes for Best Picture, and there's a couple different categories that everybody votes for, but majority of it is you're getting voted for, you know. If you're acting, you just basically vote for acting.
And, you know, now they have, instead of five pictures for the best picture, they got 10 now.
Yes, and it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first year they actually
mm-hmm.
have Toy Story 3 has been nominated for best picture. That's, the,
mm-hmm.
I think, one of the first times, besides Snow White had been nominated. That was the first animated film. Yeah, that was the first animated film that got nominated, and it was really the first time that... you know, anything, any kind of animation was really available like that on such a big thing. Because Snow White was really a full feature film. It was the first full feature. So, and it was really cute because they went ahead and they gave it Best Picture, and then they had 7 little Oscars that they gave for the dwarves.
Oh, well, you know, Walt Disney has really won, you know, and his, well, back in the day, I guess, they've won several Oscars. I'm sure they have
multitude of them. Yeah. And
right.
I mean, just like now, they've got stuff on it. It's interesting because it seems like the ones that are really up this year that everybody's really talking about are going to be The Social Network. And that's actually one that
I haven't seen it either, but
I mean, a lot of the critics are saying that they're thinking that's the one that's going to win. I have seen The King's Speech. And,
oh, really?
It was excellent. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a good ensemble, too. And
that actor, Colin Firth, should get
the Oscar because he's been due quite, of all the people that are, you know, he's a really good actor. He's been in quite a few things.
I actually watched the Single Man, which was what he was nominated for last year. They showed it on TV the other day. And I watched it because he had the lead in it, and I know that he had been nominated last year. It was a really good film. It was very interesting.
Yeah. Did you see the Nanny McPhee movie? That was funny.
I didn't see that one, no.
Oh, if you like that actor, watch that one. It's a good.
We have to just take a moment and realize that the altering of the course of humanity has changed. I just wanted you guys to be aware of that.
Okay.
Justin Bieber cut his hair.
Oh no! Did he cut
it
all off?
I know.
Bald?
Oh my gosh! Yes. He cut his hair, and now he's short.
I know the name, but I have no... I said I know the name, but
Justin Bieber's that young man that's very talented. They have a new movie. He's got a movie, basically, that's an hour and a half music video promoting him. And
right. he was on CSI, shot dead, right? And people
right.
are taking that image of him, and they're gifting it, so it goes over and over and over. That's quite a little. That's the second time he's been on that show. He wants to be taken seriously, I think.
Go ahead, Gloria.
Is he the 14-year-old?
He's older than that now, but when he first started, he was about 13, 14, yeah.
Okay.
He's real popular. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you guys were fully aware that, you know, life as we know it has changed because, you know, Bieber cut his hair.
And the roots are shaking again in New Zealand, too.
Oh my goodness! There's so many things happening on the planet.
I know.
And just along with that too, I'd love to send my prayers out to everyone dealing with all the different things that are happening in the planet, whether it's the earthquakes, floods, and you know, land masses moving, and humanity and people's rights are being shook up definitely with the you know everything happening over. In Egypt and everything else that's happening.
In Libya.
Libya and Egypt.
Yeah. Elaine?
Yeah. It's an exciting time to see people really standing up and really seeking to do it in a peaceful way.
Egypt?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's I'm very humbled by seeing how people are doing that, and it makes me want to go back and really appreciate Gandhi for his level of compassion and just being such a model in that time period of being able to, you know, free his country. So kind of going back.
You know what's interesting too is that the military, they were saying that Mubarak was not one that was known to tolerate any kind of protest. So even though he had stepped down, the culture still prevailed because the military and or the police and the agency, their agents, were still under that cultural impression.
Mm-hmm.
And they started opening up on various.
I'm not watching the news too much because it's just the level of the tilt that they're wanting to portray of what's going on over there. But it's just very interesting to see how people are standing up for their rights and being willing to put their life on the line for it. So it's very awe-inspiring to see people doing that. So.
And one of the big motivating thing is getting the news out and via Twitter, and when the governments are trying to crack down, they're cutting off the internet and all this other stuff. They're trying to ban the usual news sources, and people are able to get the information out. And I think that's a big deal as far as this, something like this occurring and people finding out about it.
Yeah. I saw an interview with Anderson Cooper a little while ago, and they were asking him about when he was over there, what it was like, and he said it was just amazing to him that he was telling, you know, pretty much everybody what was going on with the leadership and how they were lying to everybody, and he was seeing it firsthand. And other reporters in that area were telling him that he shouldn't be saying that these guys were lying. So it was very interesting that, you know, that's what was happening. It was the truth, and yet they were being challenged to, you know, buffer the messages, you know, of themselves. Of course, you know, and if you're in harm's way, I can totally see why they would want to do that and how that goes.
Well, it's quite a mess.
It is quite a mess, but, you know, it's people who have been, you know, held in control for a long, long time, and it's, you know, now's the time. So that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the Oscars, they're saying that they're going to be live and basically being broadcasted to 200 countries worldwide at the same time. That's pretty amazing.
Worldwide.
You know, wouldn't it be nice if we did something like that on a level where we would have a 10 or 15 minute time where everybody would have, you know, a prayer of peace or sending a loving energy around the planet and having everybody tune into at the same time for something like that. You know, not making it about the Oscars.
You could pull that off somehow.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool? I think
that
would be totally cool. Yeah, why not? And, you know, with everybody being able to do Skype and stuff nowadays, you know, it's definitely doable. I'm still looking forward to the day where, you know, people gather in stadiums and basically have something like that going on where they would have, you know, these, you know, rallies, you know, basically just celebrating life and gratitude and coming from a place of appreciation together for just all the things they can be grateful for. That's pretty
true.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's playing
Jamie,
a little tune there. Do you hear something?
I know. I hear that. You've got something.
I don't know who
there.
That is. Is that is not the switchboard?
Yeah,
it's
not anybody that's being seen on the. We had this happen last week too. Interesting.
Go ahead.
He's texting or whatever. So have you seen any other movies that this got nominated at the Oscars?
I saw True Grit.
Yeah, and what'd you think of that?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I always identify with the original too, so that was more my era, you know.
Well, what was kind of fun is I watched the new one, and I watched this that same weekend when it came out. They were showing the original with, you know, John Wayne, and some of the level of scripting was exactly the same. Was pretty interesting, almost verbatim, and the scenes were pretty much the same.
Oh right.
Yeah,
and
that was
and the little girl in the new one, she was quite good.
She was very
that
good.
That was a hard role to pull off. Right. She's the one that's nominated. But she's kind of the dark horse.
She's been nominated for supporting actress. Yeah.
Right.
So that's I was very impressed with her because she came off very tough. So.
Mm-hmm. It did kind
her
of switch up the story a little bit too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But not too much.
Not too much. Yeah. Her name is Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, right.
Haley Steinfeld, that's her.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Helena Carter is the one who played the wife in King's Speech.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also the one that's in all those Harry Potters, and she plays one of the wild bad girls.
Right.
One of the bad
girl
witches. Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
So she's a very good character actor, let me tell you. She does a very good job with all that kinds of stuff. So,
and you say you like that movie, huh?
The King's Speech?
Geoffrey Rush? Right.
Yes, it's excellent. It's very,
yeah,
very good.
He's always the Geoffrey Rush. He's a really good actor. He's in a lot of good things.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, he's done all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Right. But
so
that's
when I see him, when I saw him in that movie, I kept expecting him to go, you're going to be working on your speech, okay?
Right.
Broken to his, you know, his pirate.
Oh, right.
Pirate, rolling his R's and, you know, getting all pirate-y.
I mean, I think I think they're having a new Pirates movie coming out, isn't it? Pirates 4,
yeah,
I think.
The Pirate movie, I think it's going to be coming out this summer.
And then I think that might be it, because who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even remember.
I don't know. But do you know how far can we move something like that? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So they filmed that on the Big Island in Hawaii.
Oh, right.
It was all that was in Hawaii. Yeah, so that was very good. Guys, I remember last January when we had been talking about it, they were saying that they were going to be looking for unusual characters. So they had let everybody know on the local radio stations they were looking for unusual-looking people. So that was kind of interesting.
For the extras, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, right.
So we kind of like covered that, you know. So, you know, we wish the best to the winners, and, you know, hopefully it'll be something that'll be kind of interesting to go to. I kind of hope that Toy Story does really well, too, because that's a really great movie. I mean, any movie that you see it, like, I've seen it two times, and every time I saw it, I would cry like a baby, because it just it really touches your heart on a level that it's an excellent movie, you know.
Right.
And each Toy Story really carried itself, and they all were strong movies on their own. That just says a lot for the... Pixar just did such a great job. I don't think I've ever seen anything that I did this. I was disappointed. It's always been just an excellent movies. So they won last year too for Up, and Up was a great movie. So
that was a good movie too.
Yeah, very good movie. So let me look real quick here and see what time it goes. We got about 7 minutes left, and I have been getting different newsletters that I wanted to let our listeners know about. If you go to heartmath.org, it's a wonderful website that talks about all the different research that they're doing with the heart. And you can actually sign up for a daily inspirational quote, which is always really, they have some kind of a beautiful picture on there, some kind of a nature vista, and it's all these really wonderful quotes and things like that. So, but we've kind of talked about this on the show before. I think we talked about it last year for a little while. But they're saying that they're finding new information about the fact that the heart actually has a brain. And the thing that's interesting about it is it's very intuitive. It connects us to a different level of intuition from the heart to the brain. And they're doing more and more research with that, where they call it the little brain. But it's a science of the heart where it's an intricate network with several different types of neurons and neuron transmitters that are supporting us, that helps us to learn and remember and have a different sense of things. And there's actually more information that comes from the heart to the brain than the brain to the heart. And they're really calling that more our main hub of the body is the heart. So it's very, very interesting. So if you go to that website, they've got actual pictures of the new what the neurons and stuff look like that are connected to the heart, and also different levels of how it influences the functioning of different things that they're just kind of discovering, that are different ways that the heart is being connected to the brain. So that's really kind of an interesting thing, and really coming from a different level of the way that we process things emotionally and our higher cognitive functions and stuff like that. So, again, that's heartmath.org if you guys want to check that out. So I just kind of want to put that in there for something to take a look at. Stuff like that, it's very fascinating to me to have something like that on a different level of just it's always interesting that we're continually evolving and looking at the body and chemistry and all that stuff from a different perspective. I also listened to a Insights at the Edge with Sounds True, and Tammy Simons, the owner and one of the main producers for a lot of the different teachers and presenters that they have. And she's had a couple people on there recently that have been doing more. It's they're both been doctors, and they also do holistic medicine, and they're doing a combination on their practices where they're combining, you know, like one of them, she said that she'd have somebody, one of her patients come in, and she'd check their blood pressure and look at a couple different things, and she'd notice in their energy body that they needed to have something shook out, so she'd take out her shaman rattle, and she'd shake it around the body. So you can get a little bit of everything when it comes to your doctor. So I'm thinking that's pretty cool. In the future, you can. It's kind of going back to the way things used to be. We're using high tech depending on what the things are for issues, but yet still coming from a different perspective where we're addressing the whole body, both the physical body and the emotional body at the same time, which is really cool. And the doctor, the one that they had been interviewing, she said that she had had two livers when she was born. And she realized that she needed to get rid of one of the livers. And when she did, she kind of had a phobia pain. It was like a phantom pain, even though she had that. So it was really interesting. So anyway, with Sounds True, Insights at the Edge, this is a good different place to go with that. So our next show, we're going to have a Carolyn Zeal on, and she is a business coach that comes up from a little bit more of a spiritual perspective, helping people to do what they love with their jobs and really coming from a place of asking for what you deserve to be paid. So it's a different way of kind of coming from a difficult topic and being able to work with that. She coaches people. She's got call-in coaching that she does, and she does workshops and all that different kinds of stuff. So
cool.
Looking forward to having Carolyn come on, and she just loves to go into stuff and I'm sure we're going to have a real lively conversation about that with her. So that'll be next week on the show, so we're looking forward to having her. So it'll be an exciting show. Dr. Ward will be coming back on again, too. He actually was feeling a little under the weather tonight, so that's one reason why we're just kind of reviewing what's going on with the planet and just sending out our good wishes for everybody to have things going really good. So that's kind of what we've got going on tonight. So who do you think is going to win the Oscar with the best show? Who's going to be the best picture, Jamie, do you think?
Oh, gosh, I haven't thought about that. Probably that that Facebook movie would be Social Network.
The Social Network?
Right.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Yeah, they have that going. And they're saying the guy who had the lead on that, too, they're thinking that he's going to get nominated as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Gloria's been pretty quiet tonight, so. So when we're talking about, you know, Miss Hepburn, so there you go. We know who her favorite is. That's cool. Hi, Gloria.
That's correct.
That's right. That's right. So, well, another half hour has gone by, you guys. So thank you for joining me at the cafe. And, again, we want to encourage any of our listeners to give us messages and let us know if there's anybody that you'd like to have come on the show. And we look forward to having you again at the cafe. And good luck to everybody with the Oscars, and our best wishes to everybody dealing with the different challenges that are happening on the planet. So we'll talk to you next time at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.